keep a cow in.
Yeah.
Wouldn't a hog or a pig could just go under the wire, so you had to have a, what did we call it, kind of fencing, chicken wire, I guess. No, let's see. That's not the word I want. But at any rate, it was a fence that hogs couldn't go through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Did this have some kind of shelter they could get under, or was it just open? The pig pen?
I think ours was just open. I don't think we had any.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they're not, they go down in the mud and water to get, to keep cool. They're so awful burdened with fat.
Uh-huh.
But they, in a small space, it's a dirty place. But if they're allowed to be out and open, they're not dirty animals. They just couldn't help it in a small space.
Uh-huh. I didn't realize that.
We speak of pig pens as being a sort of nasty place in the world, but
yeah,
it was just because they were confined there. And
Mm-hmm.
I'll just add something. Did you ever hear of razorback hogs?
Well, I've heard of them, but I don't know what they are. What are they?
Well, they were, I guess the wild hogs are called razorback, the native animals. They were just weren't structured like these terrible fat things, you see. They were much more active, not so fat.
Uh-huh. Are those the ones that were dangerous? I've heard of some kind that were kind of dangerous.
Well, no, I don't think that had anything to do with it. A boar, the male father of the herd, might be. Okay. Yes, their tusks are make it, you know, the slice. And then I know they were careful not to let a horse go in where they were, because you know the cat, the hogs being so low down to the ground could hurt a horse's legs.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. They wouldn't be likely to attack a horse. That would just be keeping from bothering their families would be the only thing they'd attack another animal about, I think. But yes, sometimes those little boars are vicious.
Yeah.
They're getting to a pen.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's true of nearly all male animals.
Did you have any other name for a boar? Do you have another name for it? Like,
we just called them hogs. Just learned the name from them.
There weren't any special names that were, like, used in the presence of women or anything like that? Polite names or anything?
I don't think of anything.
Okay.
Well, no, they're not a polite subject.
Yeah. Okay.
I think pig maybe is a more polite name than hog, but of course, really, pigs are the young ones.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see, where did people used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration?
Well, in New England, they had a spring house where they had, you know, so many, for instance, at his family farm, they had springs in the hillside that they just piped down to the, for use in the house, or for use in the spring house, they called it, to pipe water down through.